Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back now to Damien O'Mara.
Mary, good morning again. It's Gaelic Games to begin, where Waterford's Ballygunner for the third consecutive year were yesterday crowned the AIB Munster Club Hurling Champions. They recorded a comfortable 13-point win over Clare's Clonlara, winning by 224 to 17 points at Semple Stadium. First half goals inside 5 minutes of each other from Desi Hutchinson and Kevin Mahoney proved crucial in the game. It's a fifth Munster title in all for the club. They will now go on to face the Galway champion St Thomas's in the All-Ireland semi-finals in 2 weeks' time. Cushion Doll of Antrim ended a five-year wait for an Ulster title, beating Derry's Shlock Neil by 20 points to 210 in Newry. Neil McMahon has contributed 8 points of Cushion Doll's tally. It's a record 12th title for the club and their first since 2018.
What an incredible game of hurling. We were having to come up to the standard that Shlock Neil have been at for the last 7 or 8 years. It took us a long time to get there because they've been such an impressive outfit. They've played all the top teams in Ireland, as you know, and none of them have got away from them. And really unlucky on a couple of occasions not to find themselves in an All-Ireland final, especially against Ballyhale Shamrocks on this very pitch, actually, about 4 seasons ago. So look, we knew we'd have to bring absolutely everything. And let's be honest, had they not have hit the 3 or 4 wides in the second half that they would usually get, we could have been going to extra time.
A phenomenal semi-final, another phenomenal final. Ulster Hurling's in a very strong place.
Ulster Club Hurling certainly is. The participation levels are still far too low, as you will be well aware, but the top tier of Ulster Club Hurling is still so strong. You've seen the level Portaferry brought the last day. You've seen the Antrim Championship games, Dunloy, Lochgill, even ourselves coming up against Ballycastle, who are really progressing. But we need it played in more corners than the Glens of Antrim, than West Belfast, than the Ards Peninsula, and then in South Derry. You know, we need to grow that base. Look, I think, if anything, today's a good advertisement for it.
And I suppose you're glad now that the weaker counties are allowed to play as counties, which was passed yesterday.
Absolutely. I think that was a no-brainer. We need to grow the game. We don't need to inhibit it. Look, we need to do all we can to make this sport thrive, because there's no other sport like it on the planet.
That's Neil McManus with Owen McConnon. They'll now play Kilkenny's O'Loughlin Gaels, who won the Leinster title on Saturday. In football, there was victory for St Bridget's of Roscommon over Galway's Curraghfin in the Connacht final. It finished 113 to 25 at Dr Hyde Park. It's the first title for them since they went on to win the All-Ireland outright back in 2012. And Brian Stack spoke afterwards with Adrian Eames.
We kind of snuffed out their main threats, which is a kick and then runners off it. Listen, going forward then, look, we've talented players there. That kind of speaks for itself then. But once you have that solid base at the back, yeah, we feel like we can win any game.
Ben O'Carroll had one of those days. I'm sure the players dream of scoring 1-7 in a final.
Yeah, listen, he's unbelievable. He pulled us out of a hole there when he got them 2 quick points just after their goal. And he's been doing it all year. He's a talented player and he's as good as what's out there.
But it is a special day, and obviously it's a very positive day for Roscommon football to win the Connacht Club title.
I think the club game kind of feeds into the county game in every county, you know. We just concentrate on ourselves now. We don't really worry too much about Roscommon when we're with Bridget's.
And you'll have a break now. Obviously Christmas is looming, but you got an Ireland Club semi-final to look forward to. The Munster winners on Dangan or Castlehaven, they lie in wait, but right now I guess you're just going to celebrate.
Yeah, we'll celebrate this week and we'll go and watch that game next week. What a great position to be in to go and watch that game. And then listen, it's going to be probably a different Christmas for us, but we've players there that have done it before, so they'll be able to guide us through and how it's done.
Yeah, sacrifice worth making. The current account.ie All-Ireland Senior Ladies Club Football Championship semi-finals also took place yesterday. Galway's Kilkerran Clonburn maintained their ambitions of winning a 3 in a row of All-Ireland, beating Kilmacud Croaks 15 points to 110 in Parnell Park after extra time. They'll now face Ballymacarbery of Waterford, who beat Armagh's Clonair in 110 to 5 points in the other semi. Ballymacarbery, the most successful team in the competition, but won the last of their 10 titles back in 1998. It was a remarkable afternoon of goals in the English Premier League. 24 scored across the 5 games. Dejan Kulusevski scored a 90th minute equaliser as Spurs drew 3-3 with Manchester City at the Etihad. Spurs in the process ending a run of 3 consecutive league defeats. Their manager is Ange Postecoglou.
Pleased for the players that, you know, the effort they put in, they get a reward for it, because sometimes you don't. First half, you know, we're lucky to still be in it, to be honest. You know, City could have blown us away through that period. Certainly had enough chances to do so, and we had no sort of real conviction belief in what we were doing. We're giving the ball away a lot. But we hung in there, I guess. A bit similar to us last week, we missed a lot of chances, and you know, sometimes in football you give the opposition a chance. And you know, we had to sort of just calm down at half time, and I thought the effort the boys put in the second half was outstanding, just because again it's very easy to get blown away at this arena against such a great team. but we hung in there. We made it uncomfortable for City, I thought, the whole second half, and you know, they never really got, you know, total control of the game, and it's the key to sort of trying to get something out of it. And we scored three quality goals, which again you have to against a team like that. So like I said, pleased with the players, that the effort they put in the second half, they get a reward for it.
Liverpool are second to Arsenal in the table this morning. They scored in the 87th and 88th minutes to defeat Fulham 4-3 at Anfield. Chelsea survived the first half sending off of their captain Conor Gallagher to beat Brighton 3-2. Bournemouth and Aston Villa played out a 2-2 draw. West Ham and Crystal Palace drew 1-1 at the London Stadium. Adam Ida scored a 95th minute winner as Norwich came from behind to beat Bristol City 2-1 in the Championship. Jason Knight had given Bristol the lead, while Celtic came from behind to beat St Johnstone 3-1 in the Scottish Premiership. Rangers beat St Mirren by 2-0. Celtic 8 points clear in the table this morning, but do have a game more played. John Donoghue secured a gold medal for Ireland at the World Junior Boxing Championships in Armenia. He beat Uzbekistan's Kikmetio Umasov on a split decision. It ends a week which saw Donoghue's quarterfinal only proceed after the IABA lifted their boycott in bouts against Russian and Belarusian fighters. Shifra Lawless will contest her final today against an Indian opponent in the morning session. The Gordon Elliott trained Tia Hoopoe took victory in the feature Hatton's Grace hurdle at Ferry House. The horse last year ended Honeysuckle's unbeaten record. This year it was Willie Mullins' Impair El Pass whose unblemished record went. Jack Kennedy was in the saddle there. It was a grade one double for the pair, with Farron Glory winning the Royal Bond. Willie Mullins did win the Drinmore hurdle, with Jody McGarvey riding I Am Maximus to victory. Scotty Scheffler was a three-shot winner at the PGA Tour Hero World Challenge in the Bahamas. Ronnie O'Sullivan beat Ding Junhui 10-7 to claim his 8th snooker UK championship. He won his first in 1993 at the age of 17. Last night he became the oldest ever winner of the tournament. He'll turn 48 tomorrow. Ireland's men finished in 5th place at the HSBC Sevens rugby event in Dubai. The women lost their 5th, 6th place playoff. And Fionnuala McCormack yesterday qualified for her 5th Olympic Games, becoming in the process the first Irish woman to do so. She bettered the Olympic qualifying time at the Valencia Marathon yesterday morning.
Fair play to her. A brilliant weekend of sport. Damien, thank you very much.